Okay, so let's pick up from the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're six lines down where it says Mistamach. So Mistamach va'az Rabbi Yudah Nesia. Rabbi Yudah Nesia was going and leaning akasfe on the shoulders of Rabbi Simlai, of the shoulders of Rabbi Simlai, Shamei, who was his shamash. So Amarlai, so Rabbi Yudah Nesia says to Rabbi Simlai, Simlai, lo hayisa emesh beveis medrash, you weren't there last night in the beis medrash, kishi hitarnu es hashemen, when we permitted the oil. What oil are we talking about? So this is what we talked about, we referenced in the Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that we said that there were a number of things that are aser b'achila, but they are mutter b'hana'a, chalav akum without a Jew, you know, supervising, pas akum, and shemen akum. And now Rabbi Yudah Nesia is saying, you know, last night we permitted that oil. So even though originally it was Aser, it was instituted as Aser, Shemen Akum as being problematic, but we permitted it last night, we revoked the Iser. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Simlai says, back to Yudah Nesia, B'yameinu tater afas afas, in our days you should also permit the bread. In other words, what he's saying is, great job, big shkaya for permitting the Shemen Akum, I hope that you get around to permitting Pas Akum as well, to revoking the Iser on Pas Akum. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yudah Nesia says back to Rabbi Simlai in Cain, no, I can't really do that, because if so, if I would do that, Karulan Beis Dina or Beit Dina Sharia, they are going to call us a Bezdin that is Matir. In other words, they're going to call us the super lenient Bezdin that goes around permitting things that have already been established as Aser, or that are presumably Aser. Datnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Heid Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, or some have it as Heid Yosef, or Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda. What this is the Mishnah Edius, where he testifies about the following thing. He testified al ayl kamtza, about the ayl kamtza, which we'll talk about Be'ezer Hashem. This is a type of grasshopper. What did he testify about this type of grasshopper? Dachan, that it is tahar, that it's kosher. In other words, we know that there are certain grasshoppers the Torah spells out as being kosher. And Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda was testifying that the ayl kamtza is in fact kosher. Va'al mashka beis metvachai, he also testified about the mashka, the liquid of beis metvachai, of the beis metvachai, which is, we know that in the beis hamikdash, there was, by the mizbech hachitzon, there was, you know, the mizbech hachitzon was this great big altar, and right next to the mizbech hachitzon, north of that mizbeach, there was a great big area that was designated for shechting the animals, for skinning them. There were a whole bunch of marble tables set up for them to skin the animals, to rinse off the innards of those animals before cooking. So what that would mean then is that they were shechting animals there and they were rinsing off the innards with water. So then there's a whole bunch of liquid all over the place. And so now what he's testifying is that about that liquid of the basement b'chaim, that area, dachan, that it is tahor. And we'll talk about what that means. This is with respect to Tumas Mashkin. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to this. Now, v'al yikrav l'misa, and about someone that, or something maybe, that is yikrav l'misa, that is literally, that would mean that he is close to the mace. In other words, that he comes into contact with a corpse, misa, that he is tamei. And apparently that's some sort of a kula. We'll talk about that, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Gemara later. For now, let's just understand that this is a kula, for whatever reason. Now, he testified about these three things, being makel in these three areas, for Karulei Yosef Sharia, and they called him, they referred to him, they declared him that he is Yosef the Matir, that he is being super lenient about these things. And apparently it's not a good thing to have a reputation as a person who's always makel about things that everybody else perceives or presumes to be usher. So the Gemara says as follows. Amarlei. So again, why do we bring this up? We brought this up because Rav Yudah Nesia is saying, look, I was Matir Shemen, but there's no way I can be makel about Pasakum, because then I'm going to get this reputation as a Matir. They're going to call me a Bezin that's Shari, that goes around being Matir things. So Amarlei. So Rabbi Simlai says, back to Rabbi Yudah Nesia, Hasam Sharat Las. Over there in that mission, Adias, he permitted three things. Remember, it was the Ayal Kamsa, the Mashka basement of the Chaya, and the Yikr of the Misa. He permitted three things. And so that's why he got that reputation. Umar, but master, meaning you, Rabbi, Shara Chada, you only permitted one thing. V'ishari Mar Chada Achrita. And if Mar would go ahead and permit one more thing, if you, Rebbe, would go ahead and permit one more thing, Akati Tartin Hudahavyan, still that would only be two. And if that would only be two, then you're not going to get this reputation. They're not going to declare you as a person who is Matir. So Amalei, Rabbi Nesia says back to Rebbe Simlai, Ana sharai achriti. He says, I permitted another. In other words, I already permitted one other thing. In other words, it's not just shemen akum that I permitted. I permitted something else, which would mean that if I would now go ahead at some point and permit pas akum, I am then going to be declared as a matir. So it says, Gemara mahi, what is it? What is that thing that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya already was makel about? Titnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Gittin says, if a person is divorcing his wife, and what he says is, look, I'm giving you the document. I'm saying, here is this document, this get, that's going to serve as the get to divorce you, and I want this to be your get. If I don't come from now until 12 months, in other words, if I don't show up in 12 months' time, then I want this get to be binding. But turns out the fellow died within 12 months. So what's the halacha? Is this considered to be a valid get or not? So the Mishnah says, eino get, it's not a valid get. Now, why not? The answer is because remember, he said that he wants it to be a valid get only in 12 months' time. Now, if he would have said, I want this get to be chal from now, I want it to be taking effect right now, as long as I don't show up in the next 12 months, so then that would be fine. But in this case, he says, I want the get to be chal in 12 months from now, you know, contingent on the fact that I don't show up, which would mean then that if the get is only supposed to be chal in 12 months' time, if he dies in 8 months from now, that means that he died before the get was taking effect, which is a problem because you can't have a get la'achmisa. A get cannot take effect after the person who's giving the get has already died. Okay, so now, that's what the Mishnah says. Again, the Mishnah is telling you, Reuben goes over to his wife Rachel, and he says, I want this to be your get on condition, or I should say a little bit differently. He says, if I don't show up within 12 months, and he, turns out he dies 8 months later, let's say, it's not a valid get. Fitaniyala, and so we taught about that Mishnah. Regarding that Mishnah, we taught the following halacha. What do we teach? Rabbeinu hitirua linasei. Our rabbis, our chachamim, permitted her to get married. What does this mean? So remember, if this case is telling you that this get is not a valid get, what that would mean is that if Reuven were to die now without having any children, then Rachel would need to receive Yibum, right? Reuven's brother, let's say Reuven's brother Shimon, is going to need Yibum. And so is going to need to do Yibum to Rachel, which means that she's not allowed to get remarried until that Yibum occurs because, you know, the get was not a valid get. If the get were a valid get, so then it wouldn't have made a difference. She wasn't his wife at the time of his death, which would mean that she's free to marry whoever she wants. So it turns out there were some chachamim who came along and they permitted a woman in a similar scenario to get remarried without any yibum, without anything, because they considered this get to be a valid get. So Varminan, we say, Man Rabbeinu, who are those rabbis? Who are those chachamim who permitted a woman to get married on the basis of such a get? So Rav Yehuda called Shmuel Beis Dina Disharu Mishcha. It's the Beis Din that permitted oil, meaning which Beis Din is that? That's Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Rav Yehuda Nasiya was the Beis Din that permitted this woman to get remarried. They are the Beis Din that permitted the oil. They were the Beis Din that permitted this woman to get married. That even though the normative opinion, the Mishnah seems to say that such a get would not be a valid get, even so, Rav Yehuda Nasiya already permitted it. And so this is the area, this is the other place where Rav Yehuda Nasiya already was matir something that others were machmer about. He was mekel, which would mean that when he permitted oil, he revoked the iser on shemen akum. That would be number two. And so if he would come along and permit pas akum, that would be a problem, because that would be number three, and then he's going to have a reputation as a matir. Now, the Gemara says, now, how could that Beis Din permit? How could that Beis Din say that this get is a valid get? So Savi La Krib Yosi. It's because they hold like Rav Yosi. The Amr Zman Shul Shtar Mochiach Lav. Rav Yosi holds that its date, the date on the shtar, on the document, Mochiach Lav, evidences for it. In other words, it proves it. It is the indicator of what he meant. Meaning to say as follows. What's going on over here? So this goes into a discussion Bava Basra. The Gemara Mevasu discusses, let's say you have Reuven, who, let's say a little bit easier, let's say Yaakov wants to write over all of his property to his son Reuven. He doesn't want Shimon or Levi to get any of the property. He wants to write over all of his property to Reuven, and Yaakov knows that he's about to die. So what he does is, if he's writing over a document, he's writing in a document for Reuven, I want all my property to go to Reuven. So there's machlokas about what does he have to write in that document in order to say that it should be binding and that none of the other brothers are going to be able to get to receive any of the Yerusha in that property. So according to the Chacham say, look, in that document, he better write that I'm writing over all of my property to you, mehayom ula achamisa. He has to say, I'm writing it over to you, that all should, I want this to be chal, I want this document to be effective starting now and then for after I die. In other words, what he's trying to say is that I want to write over all of my property to you from now, that I no longer am going to have the ability to sell them to anybody, but as far as anything that appreciates in value, anything that develops on the property right now, I want to get those things, what we would call as peros. So I want all those things to go to me, but once I die, it's all yours. Now, if he doesn't write mehayom, then what he's just doing is he's writing in a shtar. It says, I'm writing over all my stuff, to all my assets, I want this to go to Reuven. Now, if he doesn't write mehayom in the shtar, if he doesn't indicate explicitly in the shtar that I want this to be happening from today, so then what happens? Then the halacha is that nothing happened. He didn't accomplish anything, and the brothers would share in that Yerusha. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says that's not true. He says, look, in this document, did Yaakov, was there a date on this document? Yeah, there was a date. The date is for today, which means that if Yaakov wrote a date in this document, then he doesn't need to write that I want this to be chal now, because why else did he put a date in it? The date shows us that it's being chal from now. Which would mean then, that's the same thing. Having a date in the document is the same thing as saying, me'achshav. It's the same thing as saying, I want it to be chal me'achshav or me'hayom. And therefore, it is a valid way to write over all this property to Reuven. And that's fine. So now that is when it comes to giving a gift to his son, right? He's giving over all of his property as a matana to Reuven. So we extrapolate from that discussion about giving over a gift to his son, we extrapolate from that to the discussion in Gittin. And what we say is that similarly, when it comes to a get, the date that's written in a get is the indicator that, of when it's being chal. And it's as though the person, if he writes a get, and he says in the shtar, he doesn't write me'achshav, and he doesn't say I want it to be chal me'achshav, and he doesn't say me'ayom. He just has a date on the document. It's dated for today. So then that's clear what his kavanah is. It's very clear what he's trying to accomplish and that he wants it to be happening now, because otherwise, why did he put a date into this document? And so similarly, that's why in this case, in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, he says, here's your get, as long as they don't show up in the next 12 months. So Rabbi Yossi holds that that's a valid get. Why? Because it's as though he said it explicitly, me'achshav, I want it to be chal now. Why is it like he wrote that explicitly? Because there's a date on the document. If it's dated for today, then the get is happening, is being chal now. There's a stipulation. The stipulation is that he can't show up in 12 months. But if he, as long as he doesn't show up over the next 12 months, then it's chal from now. Okay. So that's where we're coming from. So sar v'lar k'rab yosi, damar z'man shal shtar, mochia chalav. Now the Amar Rav Abba, Bered Rav Chia Bar Abba, or and then some have it as Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda Hanasi or Rav Yehuda Nasiya Ahora, he paskin it that way, velo hodolo, but they did not agree to him. Kol Shaito, as long as all of his time, in other words, his whole life, nobody agreed with him. They always disagreed with about this psak. Now the Amila, although some have it as Kol Siato, all of his, literally from like a lashon of siyata d'shmaya, right, like the aids. And so what that would mean is that all of his chevra, nobody agreed with him. Either way, l'maisa, what Rav Abba is pointing out, just again parenthetically, is that yeah, even not so parenthetically, the Rav Yehuda Nasiya's matir, he was permitting this woman to get remarried. He thought that this case would be permitted for her to get remarried, but on the basis of this shtar, of this get, and nobody else agreed with him. Now, Lamaisa, this is the main part of the Gemara that where Rav Yehuda Nasiya basically shows us that it's not possible he can just go ahead and permit Pas Akum now that he's permitted Shemin Akum, because he's already permitted something else. He's permitted this get. Now, Amr Le Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said Lahusava to that elderly fellow, to that person, meaning there was a certain Chacham who was apparently around at that time, and he said to him as follows, Ki Sharisua, when you guys permitted her, when you permitted her to get married using that get, and you thought that get was acceptable, was a valid get, La'alter sharisua, did you permit her immediately? Dilo asi, now that he hadn't come, in other words, now that he died. O dilma la'achashin mesher chodesh, or maybe it was only after 12 months, the ha'ikayim like tonight, because after all, we know that the tanai, the stipulation that he wrote into the get, had to be, or that he made, had to be fulfilled. In other words, remember, the case is that Reuven tells his wife Rachel, that, you know, here's your get, as long as I don't show up for the next 12 months. And it turns out he dies 8 months, 8 months later. So now we see, okay, well, apparently he's not going to be showing up in 12 months' time. He's already died. But the question is, so when's the get going to be binding? Is it going to be binding from the moment that he dies, because we see that he's not going to be showing up? Or do we say that no, it needs 12 months' time in order for that to happen, in order for the tanai to be fulfilled properly? So, says the Gemara. So, what does he say? So, this is what Rabbi Elazar asked Hahu Saba. In other words, there was apparently a certain Chacham who was part of the Bezdin that was part of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Bezdin, where they permitted this woman. And so Rabbi Elazar is now asking that Chacham, you know, what was the story over there? Did you permit her immediately or only after 12 months' time? So the Chacham, the Zakein, says back to Rabbi Elazar, you should be asking this question not on me, not on our Psak. You should be asking this question about the Mishnah. What Mishnah? The Tanna. As we know, there's a Mishnah in Gittin that says, Hareza Kitech Me'achshav Im Lo Bas Mian Kana Ad Shnei Masra Chodesh. If he says, here's your get, from now that I want the get to be chal, from now, if I don't come between now and 12 months, and then what happens? Umeis Besoch Shnei Masra Chodesh, and then he dies within 12 months, what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, have a get, or really, Hareza get, Hare get. It's a valid get. It's a valid get. When he says, I want this to be chal from now, if I don't show up within 12 months, and it turns out he dies 8 months later, the Mishnah says it's a valid get. Now, you should have asked the ha'ikam like tonight, because after all, the tonight was fulfilled. V'tibaylechan, you should be asking regarding that Mishnah, le'alter havegita, is it immediate that it's a valid get? The halo asa, because l'maitse, he hasn't come, and he's not going to be coming. O'dimu le'achri yirbeis chodesh, or maybe it's only after 12 months, the ha'ikam like tonight, because we need the tonight to be fulfilled, and the stipulation is fulfilled only if 12 months have passed without him coming. So just note, what we're basically showing is that as we said before, Rabbi Yossi holds that when there's a date in the get, that's the same thing as saying me'achshav. And so what the Zakin is telling Rabbi Elazar is just look at the parallel case where it discusses a case of where it's hareza kitech me'achshav. And in that case, it's a valid get, and you could ask the question on the actual din of the Mishnah, where it says hareza kitech me'achshav, is that a binding get from the moment that he dies or only after 12 months' time? So, what happens? So, enochnami. So, basically, Rav Elazar says back to the Zakin, yeah, you're right, that's true. That question could be a question also on the Mishnah. It's just that I know that you were part of that minyan. I know that you were part of the number, the Bezdin, the number of people that comprised the Bezdin that permitted this woman. And so, that's why I'm asking. I just know that you were involved. Okay, but either way, it seems like it's left hanging for now. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, that in a case where a guy says to his wife, Reuven says to Rachel, I want you to be divorced, when the sun goes out, minartika, from its case. In other words, apparently it's dark, and he says, I want you, once the sun comes out of its case, in other words, once daybreak comes tomorrow, I want the get to be chal. So lechinafka ka'amrla, that what did he mean when he said that? He meant lechinafka, when it goes out, ka'amrla is what he was saying to her. That's what he meant. And so what Abaye is saying over here is that everybody, the Chachamim and Rav Yossi, agree that if he says, I want this to be a get from when the sun comes out, that it's only if when the sun comes out, that's when the get's going to be chal. The kimayis balelya, and so if he were to die during the nighttime, get la'achemisu, that would be considered a get la'achemisu. We know that a get cannot be binding cannot take effect after a person has already died. Now, so just to clarify that point, and the way the Rashi explains this, is that, remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that if there's a zman in the shtar, if there's a date in the document, then it's always like he's saying, I want it to be chal from now, because whatever the date is, that's when it's being chal. So if there's a date, and he says, I want this to be chal tomorrow, after the sun comes out, so then that means that it should be from now then. So why is everyone going to agree, though? Everyone's going to agree. Even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that even though he says, even though when there's a date written into this document, and the date is supposed to indicate that it's supposed to be chav from now, even so, if he says l'chashadei tzichah m'minartika, what he really means is not based on the, it's not going to be effective from the date in the shtar, it's going to be effective from once the sun comes out. Now, why should that be? That should be, and the way the Rashi explains it, is that it's true. There is a date written into this document. But as far as we're concerned, if there's a date in the document, that means that now there's a conflict. Because on the one hand, there's a date in the document which is comparable, which is tantamount to him saying, me'achshav, I want it to be from now. But on the other hand, he then stipulates that I want it to be chal once the sun comes out. So which one is it? So the answer is, we would say in such a case, that's like saying I want it to be chal mehayom ula achmis. I want it to be chal from today and also after I die. So in such a case, we say the halacha is it's get ve'ina get. In other words, it's a big suffix. We don't know exactly if it's part of the stipulation or not. And so therefore, that's not going to be any good. And so what we're saying is that everyone would agree that in this case, that if he were to die in the night, before the sun comes out, then it's considered to be a get l'achar misa. Okay, that's point one. Point two, says Abai. Everyone also agrees, amanash teitzicham min hatika, if he says, I want this to be a get on condition that the sun comes out from its case. In other words, on condition that the sun comes out tomorrow morning. So then, may achshav ka'amar la. That's the same thing as saying, may achshav. And therefore, the kimais belelia, if he were to die at night, ha vadetana have, this would definitely be considered to be a tanai, definitely be considered a stipulation in this get, the get mechaimu, and the get is effective from while he's still alive. So in other words, what the second point is saying is that when he makes a stipulation, I want this to be a get on condition that something happens in the future, that's the same thing as saying, I want this to be chal right now. I just need that something, I need this tanai to be fulfilled. I need this stipulation to be satisfied. And so therefore, if he were to die in the middle of the night, it's a valid get because he wanted it to be chal from now, not after he dies. He just said, I want it to be chal, and it's the chalos, the effect, the get taking effect is contingent upon something happening. It's contingent upon the sun coming out tomorrow. Which, by the way, that would be the same thing as him saying, I want this to be a get on condition that I don't come in the next 12 months. So that's the same idea. If he says, on condition that I don't come in the next 12 months, so then he's saying, I want it to be chal now, on condition that this thing is met in the future. And as long as that thing is met in the future, as long as that's satisfied, when is the get going to be chal? When is it going to be effective? It's going to be effective from now. It'll take some time for us to make sure that the tanai is fulfilled, but once we realize that the tanai is fulfilled, the get will have been chal from now. Okay, now, so everyone agrees by that also. Ki Rav Huna, this is like Rav Huna, da'am Rav Huna, because when Rav Huna said, kol ha'omer amanas, any person who says amanas, kol ha'omer me'achshav dami, that's the same thing as saying me'achshav. If he stipulates something, I'm saying this is a valid get on condition that something happens, then that's the same thing as him saying, I want this to be chal from now, I want this to take effect right now, just make sure to satisfy this stipulation. So if everyone agrees by those two cases, where's the machlokas? Lo nechluku ela be'im teitze. The machlokas is only in the case of im teitze. In other words, he says, I want this to be a get if the sun comes out. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi serve like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds like Rabbi Yossi that Amar Zman Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav, that the date that's written in the shtar, that can serve as the indicator. V'havel like mehayom im meisi or masi. I want this to be that's the same thing as him saying I want this to be from now if I die, or kimei achshav im masi, or I want it to be from now if I die. And therefore, we just use the date as the indicator of when the get is supposed to be chal from. For Rabbanan, less luhud Rav Yossi, but the Chachamim, they do not hold a Rav Yossi. V'havalei, and so therefore, as far as they're concerned, when he says, I want this to be a get, im teitze, if the sun comes out, min artika, then that's kezeh giteich im meisi. That's like where he says, this is your get im masi, if I die. Greater, just stamazai, without anything else. That's also saying that this is your get if I die. So just to flesh this out a little bit, the way the Rashi explains this, is that what Abai is basically saying is like this. In the case of L'chashadetze, that's like him saying when this happens. If he says, I want this to be chal when the sun comes out, then that's the same thing as saying, when it comes out, that's why I want it to be effective. I don't want it to be effective right now. If he says, amanas, that's the same thing as saying, that's not saying when this happens, that's saying, I want this to be effective on condition that something happens, which would mean then, that when's the chalos happening? The chalos is happening right now. what's a question mark in our minds is when he says, if something happens. If has two connotations. If can either mean that I'm making something contingent on what's going to happen in the future, which would mean then that if we were to convert that into almanas language, that means that if can either have the connotation of saying almanas, which would mean that if im is the same thing as saying almanas, as he's saying that I want this to happen, as long as something else happens, as long as you follow up, you satisfy my stipulation, which would mean that the chalos is happening right now. Alternatively, if can just mean, I want this to happen, I want this to be chal, I want this get to be chal, if the sun comes out tomorrow, meaning that not that it's a stipulation, but he's saying that's, as far as we're concerned, that's like saying when the sun comes out tomorrow. So we don't know which one it is. If can either connote a lashon of me'achshav, or can connote the lashon of l'chashetetzer, like when this will happen. So because we don't know, Rav Yossi says, okay, so very good. We can just look at the date, and whatever the date is, that's what will indicate what he meant. And so if the date is from right now, then it means that it's like happening now. But the Chum disagree. They say, no, you can't look at the date on a document in order to figure out what he meant. And so therefore, it's not going to be, as far as we're concerned, you can't use that as machriya. That's like saying, zagitech im masi. Okay, now, so where does this leave us? Again, just to summarize very briefly what happened over here, it all started because Rav Yehuda Nasi is matir the Shem and Akum. Rabbi Simlai says, okay, I hope that you're matir pas Akum also. Rav Yehuda Nasi says, I'm sorry, I can't do that because I already was matir something else. The something else that he was matir was the, in addition to the pas, he was already matir this get, and which means that he would now, he would have three things on his record as being matir. If he will also be matir pas, we go through the case of what he's matir, this case of the get, that he was matir this woman, in the case of Zagidechim Lobasim Kanad Shnei Mesar Chodesh, where the fellow dies within 12 months. The Mishnah says it's not a get, but Yudah Nasi came along, he passed, and that a woman would be permitted to get married on the basis of such a get. We just go through that very briefly to figure out what the first point was, Rabbi Elazar's point, that was the permission, was for her, was her permissibility to get remarried, was that is the minute that he did, that he died, or is it only after 12 months? And we left it up as a question. Abai then just comes over and he says, by the way, you should know, everyone agrees that in the case of the Chashetetze Chamin Adika, everyone is masking that what he meant is, when this happens, that's when the get is going to be, and therefore if he were to die before that happens, then the get is a get lachamis and it's not effective. If he says amenashe teitzicham en atika, if he says on condition that something is going to happen, that's the same thing as saying me'achshav. The only question is in the case of where it says if something happens, we don't know what that is. We don't know if that's the same thing as saying on condition, and we don't know if that's the same thing as saying me'achshav. And so therefore, according to Rav Yossi, if you hold like Rav Yossi, then we say Zman Shloshtar Mechiyachalav. According to the Chumim, we don't hold like Rav Yossi, we don't say Zman Shloshtar Mechiyachalav. And by the way, because we hold Im, is you could just use the date to be Mechriya, that's why what's going on over here. In this case, what did he say? Zagitech Im Lobasi. And so therefore, we just use the Shtar to be Mechiyach. All right, let's hold here, Be'ezr Hashem. We'll pick up with Yossi Ben Yuezer Ish Tzreida next time. Be'ezr Hashem.